Today's Maseches Yoma Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara Aleph quotes a brisa that brings on a debate to figure out which korban is discussing a korban in the brisa, which one they're discussing. We're talking a public korban, is it a communal korban, korban yachid, korban tzibur, an individual korban, and whether or not this particular korban overrides Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, to bring it on Shabbos, and overrides a situation where the individual bringing it is in a state of impurity of Tumah. The Gemara suggests for Rav Sheshes that the Braisa could be discussing Pesach Sheni, the Korban that's brought 1 month after the first Pesach, because it's considered a Korban Yachid, it's considered an individual Korban. However, it lacks the feature of being able to push away Tumah, that a person cannot bring Korban Pesach Sheni in a state of impurity. The Gemara then picks up on the first point and points out that what makes Pesach Sheni different and unique is that it's not brought by the masses, but it could still be a Korban Tzibur, which would mean that it is Doche Shabbos and Tumah. It will push away the laws of Shabbos, bring it on Shabbos, and in a state of impurity. The Gemara responds, Eina Chinami. This was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who held that even Pesach Sheni is brought b'tumah. It's even brought when a person is in a state of impurity. And his source is from Parshas Balosha. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oso. That, the same way that you did the first Pesach, you're going to do this one. Meaning, we're going to equate the first and second Pesach, just as the first can be brought when a person is in the status of impurity, so to the second. The Chachamim disagree with this, and the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, which we studied back in Maseches Pesachim, follows this opinion of the Chachamim. This is found in Perek Yud, Halacha Tesvav of Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam paraphrases the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Mishnah differentiates between the first Pesach and the second Pesach, and says, Ve'eino ba betumah, the second Pesach is not brought in a state of impurity. The reasoning is based on our sugya, that Pesach Sheni is in essence a Korban Yachid. It's the Gemara in Pesachim, Samach Vavam, and Beis says, Ish nidche lePesach Sheni, Ve'in Tzibur nidche lePesach Sheni. An individual can get pushed off to Pesach Sheni if they're not able to come on Pesach Rishon, of course, but a nation, a community, a tzibur congregation will not be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. However, this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda has a fascinating application. The Tosefta in Pesachim, Periches, Lachadal teaches, Nitin lem Yisrael leave no space of Echira. What happens if we're given the opportunity to build the base of Mikdash? Hayachid osa Pesach Sheni? The individual will do Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's fine, that's okay. But not only the individual, Af HaTzibur osa Pesach Sheni. Says Rabbi Yehuda, this is brought in Yerushalmi, that even the congregation, if we didn't have the opportunity as a nation to bring the Korban Pesach, first Pesach, because we didn't have a base in Mikdash, but it was built in between, the whole nation brings the Korban Pesach. There are Achronim who said, when the Rambam said that the Tzibur doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, that was referring to when we weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon because of a Dechias Torah. There was a situation where the Torah says, it's not going to happen. But if it was just a technicality that we didn't have the base in Mikdash, that's the reason why we couldn't bring a Korban, then it would be rebuilt. We could then, according to these opinions, bring the Pesach Sheni as an entire nation of Israel. I saw a beautiful idea quoted in the Haggadah Shel Pesach called Kol Yehuda, page 160, when we say, at Korech, al matzos umarorim yochluhu, what are we saying? That's the original plan of Korech, was when we had the Korban Pesach together with matzah, together with maror, says the Haggadah over there, that pasuk on matzah marorim yochlu is from where? Bamidbar, Perek Tes. Hold on a second. That's Parshas Balosha. Why are we talking on Korech about Pesach Sheni? This is Pesach night. We're talking about the first Pesach. We're talking about the Korban Pesach in Nisan, when Pesach happened. Why not bring from Parshas Bo? It says very clearly in Parshas Bo, U'matzos amarorim yochlu. We have the pasuk with it. It's the same, almost exactly the same wording. Why is our Haggadah bringing the pasuk from Parshas Balosha? So Belter Rebbe explained, this isn't just any eating of Korech. It's a tefillah, it's a davening. When we eat Korech, we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mehera Yibane Mikdash, we missed out on bringing Korban Pesach now. But maybe we'll build a base in Mikdash we should be able to bring, when? In a couple of weeks. Pesach Sheni, Zibzocha. If the base in Mikdash and Mashiach arrive between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, we should be zocha to be able to bring the Korban Pesach at that time.